Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Broadcasting from coast to coast, it's the Financial Safari with your host, Coach Pete DeRuda. Coach Pete and his guests are some of the nation's top financial professionals. They make it their mission to guide investors through the treacherous jungle of the financial world, showing them how to grow, keep, and leave their money for their loved ones. Coach Pete is a frequent contributor to Fox Business Network, CNBC, The Wall Street Journal, and many other news outlets. They come to Coach Pete for their answers, and now so can you. So stick around and find out how to make it through the jungle of the financial world on The Financial Safari.
Welcome back into The Financial Safari. Consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb here in studio alongside Coach Pete DeRuda having a great conversation. Coach, you have a special guest on the line for us. Who do we have
with us? One of my best buddies ever. It's Mr. Tom Hegna. He's joining us from Scottsdale, Arizona. And Tom, it's been a little while since we've been on together. And in the meantime, you've written a new book. I mean, of course, your my favorite book you've written is called Don't Worry, Retire Happy. Seven steps to retirement security. Let's talk about that just for a minute. How have people across the world accepted this book?
Well, don't worry, retire happy. You know, that was the TV special that played on PBS in 80 million homes in the U.S. and Canada. That book is really the math and science behind a successful retirement. So it's been received very well. It's got all the research of the top PhDs in the world. And so instead of using people's opinions, what I did was I used the facts and the research and the math and the science to show people how to retire the optimal way.
And I told it was when I was talking to you about that book years ago, I remember telling Thomas in my studio, I said, you know, what Tom Hegna does is he puts math over markets and science over speculation. And that's what a lot of people are forgetting, Tom. When we're talking about getting to retirement, that's only half the battle.
That's right. Because it's like when you climb a mountain, there are more deaths on the way down from the mountain than on the way up from the mountain. It's the same in retirement. There's more tragedies once people get to retirement and run out of money or have an unplanned long-term care event or something than the problems that they have saving and investing.
Yeah, I remember watching your special on PBS, and I mean, millions of people saw that, and I think a lot of people took some of the concepts you were mentioning and applied them, and now they're going to have a happier retirement because some of the money they have now is isolated from market events.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, you know, everybody thinks retirement's about having this big pile of money. It's not really true. It's about having increasing income, and I would add increasing tax-free income if you can, and then managing risk. You know, what happens if the market crashes? What happens if you live a long time? What happens if inflation continues? What happens when they raise your taxes? And notice I didn't say if. What's going to happen when they raise your taxes? And so that's what a good retirement plan. It anticipates all those negative possible events and then protects the wealth from those events.
It's a whole lot better to withstand a negative event in the market when all your money isn't exposed to the market. Correct or not incorrect?
That is correct.
Yeah, I mean, and I know it sounds simplistic, but Tom, over my 31 years in the financial arena, I've seen way too many people with all their money exposed to some kind of risk, whether it be interest rate risk or market risk, or we talk about, interest rate risk is owning real estate. I mean, if interest rates keep going up, the market of the pool of people for you to sell your house to is shrinking because rates are high and it costs thousands of dollars more a year to own the same house you could have owned 2 or 3 years ago.
Plus, look at all the banks that failed earlier this year, and it wasn't because they held bad investments. They held the safest investment in the world, U.S. government bonds. The problem is they bought the bonds when they were 1%, and then when interest rates went to, 5%, those bonds had gone down 80% in value, and they're the world's safest investment, but they were down 80%, and those banks failed.
You know, we all know, and in the financial world, we know this, when interest rates go up, bond prices go down. So let me ask you this, Tom, what were the people in the banks thinking when they were piling money into bonds at 1%?
Well, they shouldn't have been, because the risk was, and I mean, the Federal Reserve said we're raising interest rates, so we're going to raise them a lot. So it's not like, oh, surprise, surprise. I don't understand why they subjected themselves to that interest rate risk. Now, let's be clear, if they hold those bonds through maturity, they get all the money back. But the problem is, in between now and maturity, those bonds can go down like they did, 70, 80%. And then if people walk in the bank and say, hey, I want my money, they didn't have the money to give them their money back.
Yeah, let's say you needed the money now. You don't have 10, 20 years to wait for maturity.
No,
You know, that's a problem. And we talk about that kind of risk. That's a big risk that people forget a lot of times. But then the market risk, but I mean, the real estate risk, inflation. What about inflation? I mean, we keep hearing it's pretty funny when they come out with the monthly numbers and they say, hey, inflation's only at 3% this month. Well, that's 3% higher than it was last month. We need negative inflation to get back to where we used to be.
Right. And look at gas prices up 40-50%, you know, food prices up 20-30%.
At least.
I mean, everything has gone up. I just laughed the other day. I went to Starbucks. I got a large iced tea, black iced tea, $4.49. Wow. And I just laughed. All it is water in a tea bag. I mean,
wow.
There's two cents worth of stuff in there and $4.49. It's crazy.
You could go to Walmart, get a 100-pack of Tetley or Lipton tea for about $4, and you could have made how many gallons of tea?
Yeah, it's crazy.
We're paying for convenience these days, but we're overpaying for things we shouldn't be overpaying for. And inflation is a silent killer, just like high blood pressure.
That's right.
I factored that in because I had a little high blood pressure, but I'm back under control with a little medication. I'm happy about that.
There you go.
Yeah, everybody hears about my health issues here. We could tie it into the market, and the heartbeat is a good thing to keep low, too. So that's why we want a proper balance in the financial world. But my heartbeat would increase, Thomas. Tom and Thomas, both of you guys, my heartbeat would increase if I became a millionaire. And you wrote a book, Tom, since we've talked last. It's Tom Hegness, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And that's what we have you on today. We want to talk a little bit about this book. What inspired you to write it?
Well, here's the deal. I've spent my whole time writing books for baby boomers. I've written 5 books on retirement. This was the first time I did one for Generation XYZ and millennials. You know, I have 4 kids ranging from age 21 to age 39. And these are the things that I've taught my kids on how to build wealth. And all 4 of my kids are very successful so far, you know, and doing great things. So I said, I want to write a book for younger people because I believe almost all Americans can become millionaires if they want to be. And that's what I put in this book.
I'm Generation X, so I appreciate you calling me a young person. 1966, so I'm almost a baby boomer.
And there you go.
Here's what they say about, and it's fun to look at what they say about our groups, right? So they say Generation X are skeptical, but big believers when they find something that is backed up by science and math. And so I think that's why I like you so much, Tom, because you back everything you say up with science and math.
Mm-hmm.
No guesses, no gimmicks, no thesaurus words that no one understands, no reimagining. It's just the facts. Sort of like they used to say on Dragnet. That's why I liked Dragnet back in the day. So let's talk about it.
I like to keep things simple because I think simple, you know, is effective. And when it's complicated, it gets confusing and people just lose interest.
Yeah, lose interest or trust. I mean, if you can't understand something, the trust level's not there, too. So understanding things is very important. Let's talk about the first chapter, Help People Become Millionaires. What's this chapter about?
Well, what's interesting, Coach, is, you know, when I was an advisor 30 years ago, the ETFs didn't even exist. I couldn't illustrate mutual funds. I couldn't illustrate stocks and bonds. There was one product at the time I could illustrate, and that was life insurance. And so what I would do is if I went to one of my kids' ball games or I went to a party and somebody said, so what do you do? I didn't say, well, I'm a life insurance agent or I'm a financial advisor. What I said is I help people become millionaires. You tell me how many million you want, and I'll show you what you need to do to get there. And people would be interested in that. They say, well, all right, well, show me what I'd have to do to be a millionaire. And then I would run a life insurance illustration and solve for $1 million cash value at their age 65. Now, I don't think everybody should put all their money in life insurance, but it was the only product I could illustrate. And I use an example in the book, a 25-year-old female, if she puts away $7,700 a year at age 65, she's going to have $1 million in her life insurance policy. So that was step one. But then I'd take them over to a time value of money calculator. And I'd say, look, if you could get 6% a year, you'd only have to put away about $500 a month away and you'll be a millionaire at 65. If you could get 9%, you'd have to put away about $250 a month. If you could get 12%, you only have to put away $100 a month. Well, all of a sudden, people can see that it's possible for them to have $1 million. See, most people think, oh, that's pie in the sky. I could never do it. And they'll never do it because they don't think it's possible. But when they can see it, then they can believe it. And that's when they can achieve it. Zig Ziglar said all that kind of stuff. So you got to see it and believe it to achieve it. It's the same with financial stuff. And then I was no longer considered a salesperson. I was on their wealth building team. I was part of their team and I was going to help them become wealthy. And that's how I started.
Well, you know, when you look at $1 million, is still a good deal. If you win $1 million, like in the lottery or Survivor gives $1 million away to the winner, but they've been giving $1 million away for the last 20 years to the winner. Don't you think the people who won right at the beginning, that prize was more valuable? That $1 million was worth a whole lot more 20 years ago than it is today, isn't it?
Yeah, and I get a lot of people say, Tom, $1 million isn't enough for a millennial. And I say, okay, I understand that. I might even agree with that. But I will tell you this, the first million is the hardest. And you know that as well, Pete.
Yep.
The first million is the hardest. And after the first million, the second, third, and fourth can come easier and quicker.
Anyone who says $1 million isn't much, I mean, I'd rather have $1 million than not have $1 million, right? It's a building block. It's building.
And $1 million can last a long time if it's used properly.
Yes. I mean, we've built plans with $1 million for lifetime income that people have increasing income. They never worry again. And the problem is a lot of times we've met these same people. They were working and they were still working and they didn't think they'd be able to retire with the income they wanted in the Wall Street model. But taking it and putting it in the safe money model with a lifetime income, the growth protection income type accounts, Now the riddle is solved. And so it's not just about what kind of money you have, it's where you have it.
That's right.
And so you're talking about that too. And it's also not trying to get intimidated, because when we have no money or not much money, when you have somebody saying, well, all you have to do is start saving this amount of money and you're 25 now and at age 65 you're going to be a millionaire, it's still hard to, number one, it's hard to trust anybody. Number two, it's hard to believe you really can be a millionaire. But it's all about time value money, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, you talked about hard. You know, things are hard. It's hard to save. That in my conclusion, here's what I say. I say marriage is hard, divorce is hard. Choose your hard. Obesity is hard. Being physically fit is hard. Choose your hard. Yeah. Being in debt is hard. Being financially disciplined is hard. Choose your hard. And so we all have to choose our hard.
Yeah, I mean, God, that's a good way to look at it too, because yeah, nothing's easy, and actually, if it is easy, you're not going to appreciate it anyway. I mean, you look at Right. Some people that inherited a lot of money and then they blow it within the first couple of years. A lottery winner is a good example of that. Some people win the lottery and then years later, they're poorer than they are. Then at that time, they're poorer in the future than they were before they won the lottery.
And I also put in the book that there was a study on Canadian lottery winners. The neighbors of Canadian lottery winners went bankrupt at a much higher rate than other normal people. And so what happened is the lottery winner moves in and they start buying new cars and going on trips. And then, you know, you have to buy that new car and go on that trip. And people go bankrupt when they live next door to a lottery winner.
We call that keeping up with the Joneses.
That's
right. The funny thing is I had a neighbor say their name was Joneses. They were the Jones family. They've moved now, so I've stopped spending money. Just joking. So, folks, we're talking to Tom Hegna, and he's the author of several books. He also had a PBS special, Don't Worry, Retire Happy. My favorite book that he's ever written is Don't Worry, Retire Happy, available anywhere fine books are sold. But also, he's got a brand-new book called Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And when we come back after the break, we're going to delve into this and find out the simple tools and techniques that get you where you want to be. And speaking of getting you where you want to be, if you'd like Coach Pete's Power Plan, which is a 22-step total retirement plan, the next 10 of you call, we'll give it to you at no cost or obligation if you call right now.
800-661-7383. 800-661-7383. You can also connect with the team here at Capital Financial by texting keyword plan to 600-700, plan to 600-700.
Radio. Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.